Hello, 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 everybody. How are you doing out there? So thankful and grateful that you are here, my friends. Progress on Purpose, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, coming your way for your inspiration, for your motivation, and for your encouragement. I do have a coachment that I do have today to share with us. I want to do some coaching on some things that I truly do believe they are going to bless you as they have blessed me. Just want to thank you for coming in. Come on in, come on in. Share this platform on your own platform so that many others may also be encouraged as we move forward together. I really do have a word for your progress on purpose in your life today. I have a principles that I want to share with us that I think they are going to do us good as we focus on progressing on purpose. So come with me, come with me, come with me. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom. Be with us now. Amen. Please share. Let your friends know we are on. We are about to get it going. I want to speak today on the power of collaboration. The power of collaboration. If you are to accomplish the dream and the vision that you have, collaboration is going to be very extremely important for you to get where you're supposed to go. God gives you the vision. God gives you the dream. God has you as the person for what he wants to accomplish. And what I've discovered, when God is in it, is going to require more than one person to accomplish it. So I want to talk about the power of collaboration. Power of collaboration. Thank you, Dr. KK. I see you. And we want to get into this thing, talk about the power of collaboration. My friends, please share on your platforms. You're going to like this one. You're going to be empowered by this one. I was talking to one of my coaches who's been coaching me as God is leading and guiding me into this space and place where he's taking me with this progress on purpose. And he dropped some things in my spirit, and they just made clear what God has been speaking and saying. So I want us to talk about the power of collaboration. It's extremely important how we deal with collaborators, others coming in for them to be part of what we are doing. And I'm going to take the practical, relevant, and biblical lessons from the story of Naaman in the Bible, 2 Kings chapter 5. That's where you find Naaman's story. But I'm going to read verse 10 to 14, and then we're going to pull out some principles that we're going to use when it comes to collaboration. Naaman, you remember, he was a powerful man, and yet he had leprosy. And then the story begins. His maid told him that, listen, if you were to go over to Israel, there's a prophet and there's a God who will heal you. And when he got there, then verse 10 says, and Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored to you and you shall be clean. But Naaman, this man has a lot of buts in his story. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not Abana and Papa, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. And then verse 13, listen. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? Then verse 14 says, so he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. I want to talk to you about the power of collaboration. Whatever gift God has given you, whatever miracle God has in store for you, it's going to call for collaborators. Okay, you are going to need collaborators. The story of Naaman is one of the most humbling stories ever. Here he is. He is given an instruction to go. Because let me tell you something. Whenever God wants to work a miracle in your life, every miracle of God has an instruction. Every miracle of God. Read through scripture, you're going to discover every miracle of God has an instruction attached to it. Every miracle of God has an instruction attached to it. And the Bible says he was given an instruction, go down deep yourself in the Jordan, and he became so angry because he had a preference that he had. He was a powerful man. He had a preference. Why don't you come out and touch me and wave and call upon God? He had a way that he thought his healing needed. And so he was full of rage, and he even had rivers that he preferred to wash in than to wash in the Jordan. And then he was about to leave. Then the Bible says, if you take away verse 13 from 2 Kings chapter 5, you don't have the miracle. The miracle dies if you take away verse 13. And verse 13 says, and his servants came near, spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then? He simply says, wash and be clean. And listen to verse 14. It says, and he listened to them and went down and dipped as the prophet had said, and he became clean. I want to talk to you when you are a dreamer, when you are progressing on purpose. You need to listen to other people. You need to listen to other people. Collaboration is very important. No matter how great your dream is, you are not going to build it up alone. Okay? You need to appreciate your facilitators. If Naaman had ignored his servants, listen, we don't even know the names of the servants, but it was these nameless servants who literally said to him, my father, if you were told to do something more difficult, you would have done it. What more? Just go and wash, please. And then he listened and he went and he did exactly that. And the miracle was done. So I want to challenge two groups of people here. I want to challenge the dreamer, the one who is to receive the miracle. And I want to challenge the supporters of the dream. In your life, you're going to play these two roles. You're going to be the person who is the recipient of the miracle, or you are going to be the facilitator to the miracle. So you need to know how to play these roles in your life, because it matters. Because you may not be the person who is going to get the miracle, but your words to the person who is going to get the miracle is going to make the difference. And so it really matters. I'm going to be real quick on this, because when you look at it, this is the story throughout all scripture. Every person whom God did great things for and through their lives, they were at the mercy of the people who surrounded the miracle that God was about to do. So it matters. That's what the Bible says. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good character. People who surround you have a way of taking away or empowering what God wants you to have. So it's very, very important. When God wants to do something great in your life, somebody has to lift you up. At some point in your life, no matter how great you are, you will need someone to encourage you. You will need someone to encourage you. Collaborators are very, very important. Okay, so to the dreamer, let me speak to the dreamer, the one who is the recipient of the miracle. How likely and humble are you to listen to other people's instructions or other people's encouragement of you? Yes, I know you have the business plan. Yes, I know you have the dream. Yes, I know you're ready to get it going, but it will take other people sometimes to encourage you to keep on moving. All right. So I want to challenge you in a very special way. If it is a big dream, if it is a big miracle that's going to take place, it's going to demand collaboration. Okay. Even when you look into the story of Joseph, even Pharaoh was considered a god. Nobody could tell God what to do. But when Joseph came in, he uses some words that blew my mind. He said to Pharaoh, let Pharaoh. In other words, he gave Pharaoh advice when Pharaoh could not be given advice because Pharaoh was God. Joseph says, let Pharaoh do A, B, C, D, E, F. Okay, during the years of plenty, build and do this. And in the years of lean years, he gave him a 14-year master plan, and Pharaoh did exactly that. Even Pharaoh, as powerful as Pharaoh was, he listened. Pharaoh listened to a prisoner. someone who was in jail, and the rest of the story changed because he listened. So I want to challenge the dreamers out there who are trying to do more, and God has it for you, and you need to appreciate your facilitators. Okay, I love flying. And one thing I've discovered, I discovered this, when I go into the airport, I want to see the planes take off. There's something about planes taking off that just fires me up. It's just a blessing to see it happening. And one thing I noticed one day as I was watching the plane I was going to get on, I saw a little white truck connected to my plane. Okay, on the front wheel of the plane. And then I Googled up and I discovered something very amazing that, you know, planes cannot back up. A plane cannot back up. A big plane cannot back up. Okay, so it needs that little white tow truck. Okay, the little tow truck, you know, whilst everybody has got dreams, a business plan, maybe weddings or going to a funeral, who are on the plane, every plane has got dreams on it. Every person represents a certain specific empowered dream on the plane. But let me tell you something. Whilst we all fly from A to B, we are all at the mercy of the small little tow truck driver. If that tow truck does not push the big plane backwards, the big plane won't be able to take off and take you where you are going. So my friends, I discovered that life is like that. There are some people who are like the tow trucks to the plane. A plane cannot back up, but a plane depends on a tow truck to push it into the runway so that it can run and take off and take you where you're going. So before you run on your runway, before you get into the heights of the skies, before you land at the destiny and destination you're going, you need to appreciate the tow trucks in your life. Okay, you are not going to make this thing alone. You need to appreciate the tow trucks in your life. Even Jesus Christ didn't just show up on his own. Jesus Christ had John introduce him. John saw him coming and he said, "Listen, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." I want to challenge you today in a very special way as a dreamer, as you progress on purpose, celebrate the facilitators in your life. Naaman had a group of servants who said to him, "Please do it." And the Bible says when he did, the miracle took place. So you may be one place away or one moment away because of your obedience of nameless people who are in your life. Okay? If God is going to give you a dream, it's going to, even Joseph didn't just appear in front of Pharaoh. Okay, there was a cupbearer who told Pharaoh, "There is a man in prison who helped me out." He was introduced before he was even seen by Pharaoh. So I want you to don't be so full of it when you have a dream and God is moving you somewhere to think that God only speaks to you. Those who are surrounding you, some of them are the people who literally stay you locked up in the very miracle that God has given you. So it matters how you listen to people. Do you know that Naaman would have never even gone to Israel if he had not listened to his maid? Who is in your life who is so nameless and so small and so insignificant, who has been telling you an instruction that you have been willing to disobey because they are not on your level? I want to challenge you in a very special way. Even Jesus Christ could not do the miracle of the 5,000 without a little boy's lunch. The little boy was a facilitator to a divine miracle. Even Lazarus, he was called out by God and he came out. But before he came out, God had to get facilitators to remove the stone. Yes, God was going to do the miracle, but he needed strong people to remove the stone. And even after Lazarus was called out, the miracle had resurrected him. Jesus told them, "I need somebody to unwrap him. He is alive. He is a miracle." But even Lazarus, when he was resurrected, he needed somebody to untie him. What am I saying? Pastor Kabizi? Well, here's what I'm saying. When you're progressing on purpose, it matters, my friend. It's very, very important for you to listen to others. Okay, you got to listen to others. The power of collaboration. How you deal with people matters when you have a dream. Okay, it really matters. It really matters. And so because sometimes now that's to the dreamer. Now to the facilitators. Okay, I want to talk to you. Those of us who will be given an opportunity by God to help somebody accomplish their mission. Sometimes your assignment may be to remove the obstacle so that somebody may get their miracle. So be willing to be faithful, whichever assignment you find yourself in. If you are in the facilitator, in the working with the person who has the miracle, sometimes the best assignment God gives you in the life of a dreamer is for you to remove the obstacle so that the dream can become a reality. That's what Naaman's servants did. They simply said, look here, we know you are angry, but man, look here, this is a very simple instruction. Just go in the water and wash and listen. Just follow. And because they were faithful in their assignment. See, one thing I've discovered in this world, everybody wants to be number one. Sometimes you have to be the best number two that you can ever be so that number one can accomplish what God wants them to accomplish for this world. So be very good at supporting others as much as you desire others to support you. This is a very important balance, which matters because all of us in this world, if you keep on living, you're going to play these two roles. You're at one point, you are the one who needs support. And on another level, you are the one who is going to give the support. It's really, really important. It's important. Don't be a person who just exists in people's lives where you don't contribute something. And sometimes your contribution may be to remove the obstacle that's hindering the miracle through that person. All right, that is extremely important. Collaboration is very important. Has it ever dawned on you that Michael Jordan, as great as Michael Jordan is, he had a coach. As great as Tiger Woods is in golf, he has a coach. Even footballer in the world has a coach. At some point, your assignment may be to remove the obstacles so that somebody may get their miracle. So as you progress in purpose, don't be selfish. It's not all about you. Sometimes you are there to remove the stone. Sometimes you are there to loose the man. Sometimes you are there to simply say to Naaman, come on, go back in the water, please. You need to have, here's what it is. The golden rule is very important. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. This is very, very important. One thing I've discovered is that the greatest dreamers in this world and people who have done greater things in this world are people who they're givers. It's as if what they give to the world is what comes back to them. So I want to challenge you, appreciate the power of collaboration. If God is going to give you a God-given dream, it's going to enlist other people's involvement in your story. All right. Here's number two. Appreciate your bridges that connect your misery to God's mercy for you. Okay. Some people are going to be bridges that God brings into your life so that there's a connection between your crisis and God's blessing and miracle for your life. It really matters. And so at some point, if you are the bridge for someone to accomplish their dream or their miracle, you need to be faithful in that role. It really matters. You know, I tell people every time, whenever you see something not happening, whether a ministry not happening or somebody not happening, it's because they are either surrounded. Here's what it is. You can never have. Anyone who is envious of your success can never be your friend. Anyone who is envious of your success can never be your friend. Because anyone who is envious of your success, it means they've got the wrong attitude against your success. Okay, so if we are going to accomplish more in our lives, we need to become collaborative in stuff that we do. Sometimes you are there to support somebody, whether financially, whether your own gifts or whatever it is. when you are a dreamer and you want to go to the next level, you become collaborative in your dealings with other people. If God is going to use you, let me tell you something. When God is going to use you, it's going to enlist other people's involvement in your miracle. That's what happened with Naaman. All right. And so it is very, very important for you to always know that in order for you to be in the right place in your life, you have to be out of the wrong place. Okay, in order for you to be in the right place in your life, you have to be out of the wrong place. And there are many dreamers who want to get it done, but we are still in the wrong place. And we wonder why we don't have the benefits of the right place. Naaman, the good news was that Naaman was in the right place when he wanted to walk away from the miracle, because he had been out of the wrong place, which was where he came from. And because he was in the right place, the servants were there and they nudged him so that he could get and walk into and dip himself seven times into the miracle that restored his skin. So I really want you to understand. I may come back again tomorrow with this one, because collaboration is very, very important. You don't need competitors in your life. If you are going to accomplish more with what you're doing, you don't need competitors. You need collaborators. You need collaborators. And this is what I've discovered for many of us. We are trying to do everything alone. You cannot accomplish everything alone. You need other people, and God is going to send other people. And your humility to listen to others is going to make your miracle possible, or you're going to derail your miracle because you don't want to listen to anybody. Okay, you are not going to be a great dreamer if you don't listen to anybody. You cannot have an attitude that says you are the beginning and the middle and the end of your dream. You will need a cupbearer to introduce you to Pharaoh. Okay, even David. David was great. David was great. But when you read 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible says the king was crazy and mad, and then they needed someone who could play. Do you know that? Read it again. It will let you know the introduction of David. David didn't go around talking about, I have got these gifts, I can play the harp. No, the people told Saul, there is Jesse's boy called David. He can play well. If we bring him in, he can play. And this demon that messes up the king will be driven away through the gift of his. So you need to understand, child of God, if God is in your story, somebody is going to introduce you. And you need, whilst somebody introduces you, there are also moments when God allows you to shine the light on other people. Be willing to be collaborative in other people's success as much as you expect them to also collaborate with your success. If you are surrounded by people who are envious of your success, you are in the wrong place. You have the wrong people. You need people who want you to win, because your win is my win. You need to be collaboration. When you are surrounded by the right collaborative partners in your life, there is going to be healthy cross-pollination of ideas. And that's what you want in your life. You are not going to do it all alone. You're not going to do it all alone. For me to be dressed the way I am right now, there's been a lot of collaboration here. Okay, there's collaboration on the farmer who had to farm the cotton somewhere. And there had to be a collaboration with a company that processed it, turned it into cloth, took it to a tailor. Tailor did what the tailor did. The tailor, you know, manufactured it. Somebody bought it, put it in the store. I mean, for me to look the way I'm looking right now, do you know how many collaborations have taken place on this? For me to use this mic, there's a collaboration here. So I want you to understand, every time you wake up in the morning, you're already in a world of collaboration. We are just not intentional with the collaborations that we have. So may the Lord open up our eyes for us to understand that you are not competing with anybody. You are not competing with anybody. Everybody is your resource. Everybody is your resource. Some people teach you what not to do. Other people teach you what to do. Other people simply, you know, just get you going on what you're doing. So just as Naaman could have walked away from his miracle and thank God for those servants who came in and said, listen, we can get this done. I want you, child of God, as you progress on purpose, for you to understand the power of collaboration. Value other people's input in your story. It matters. Because if God is in it, it's going to be bigger than you. Okay? Even Elijah had to collaborate with the widow of Zarephath. The Bible is full of collaboration. Even Moses, when he said, I cannot speak, God said, go talk to Aaron. Go talk to Aaron. Go talk to Joshua. That was collaboration. Jesus himself, he had John, James, and Peter, who went with him to the Mount of Transfiguration. That was collaboration. You need Paul and Silas, Paul and Timothy, Paul and Barnabas. That's collaboration. There is power in collaboration. So I really want to challenge you as you look into your life and wonder what's going to happen, you know, to collaborate with others. And some of you may be out there to collaborate whose miracle is being delayed because you are not willing to remove the obstacle in their path for them to accomplish their goals. There may be a little intelligent young boy, a little intelligent young girl somewhere who just needs someone to sponsor them to go to college, and you have the money. See, sometimes your miracle is you being the miracle in somebody else's life. That's the power of collaboration. Okay, so life is not just about you. Sometimes life is through you. Sometimes you're praying for a miracle when you are the miracle. You are the miracle to somebody who has been praying for the miracle. And sometimes you are the package that God has for a Naaman for him to get clean. You are the miracle to remove the rock for Lazarus to receive his miracle. You are the miracle to unwrap Lazarus so that Lazarus, whilst he's alive, he can walk right because you and I have pulled it off. So I want you to think about it. Think about this thing. This is extremely important. God is not going to use a prideful person. If you think life is all about you, it's what you get, it's what's in it for you. Sometimes you have the resource because somebody else in your world needs those resources so that they can be bigger and better and things keep on going. So it matters for you to understand these resources I have, whose obstacles can I remove so that they can receive their own miracle? It really matters. Everybody needs somebody. There's a song that I like to listen to once in a while. I'm here in Dayton, and sometimes I get in my car and play this song as I drive around the city. Just blow up my volume. Lean on Me. That's the song. Google it up. You'll find it. Bill Withers. Lean on Me. Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we will always know that there is tomorrow. Lean on Me. Everybody needs a shoulder to lean on. The power of collaboration. And I want to challenge you today as we move on by this day. Ask yourself two questions. Who do I need to lean on? And who needs to lean on me? And let me tell you something. The joy of being successful with God, you don't win alone, but a village, a tribe wins with you. So blessings on you, my friends, as you progress on purpose. I this is really deep because I had one of my mentors called me today and he gave me some things. I mean, this man has got a company that does what I'm doing now. And he started just coaching me for free. He gets paid, but he just called me, say, hey, I've been watching you. I've been doing this. Do A, B, C, D, E, tweak that. Boom. I mean, for free. And you're thinking, wow, you know, it's the power of collaboration. So whose miracle needs you to remove the obstacle? Okay, the miracle is not happening too fast because you are delaying what you need to put into that. And who do you need to remove your own obstacles? We all need each other. We all need each other. You need somebody. Somebody has to lift you up. Listen, somebody has to contribute to your story. So don't be mean with your story. Don't be mysterious about it. I didn't say tell everybody, but I'm saying pray to God so that the Lord may give you favor. The Bible says Jesus had favor with God and favor with man. And that's my prayer on a daily basis. God, I want favor with you. God, I want favor with people. I want some people to walk into my life and simply say, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, tweak it. And I want to have favor with men that I can walk into somebody's life. I don't have to wait for an invitation and say, hey, you get better, because when you are better, humanity gets better. Naaman could have lost his miracle had it not been for his servants facilitating, walking in, being the tow truck to push him into the runway of the miracle. And they didn't get in the water. He got in the water. And when he was healed, they were beneficiaries of the miracle. So God bless you as you pray to God, asking, Lord, what is it that I need to do? Who are you? Who do you have for me to facilitate their takeoff? And who do I need to facilitate me for my takeoff? I believe sincerely with everything that I have, that everything we need for us to become everything that God wants us to be, we have in our lives. And it's all hidden in people. And the relationships we have will unleash the resources and the support that we need. Blessings on you, my friend, as you progress on purpose. So excited that he came this way. Let's meet again here tomorrow as we move on with this coaching and empowerment. I'm ready. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, please do so. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, Progress on Purpose. Or you can also subscribe to my podcast, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, Progress on Purpose. Wherever podcasts are, I am there. I think I'm on TikTok now. I'll be sharing with you that information. It's coming very soon. Blessings on you. Go help somebody. And when somebody helps you, please have the humility to accept the hand. I appreciate all of you. Father, thank you so much for this moment. And now we pray that, Lord, you may apply all this wisdom in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessings on you, my friends.